pitching for the second and final time this season, and opening night was the last time the Leafs saw the Winnipeg Jets, and it was kind of an interesting evening. Steve Mason was in goal. He was supposed to be the answer. Turns out he couldn't get back. 0.09 goals against average. Gets the call for the Maple Leafs.
And out of the 10 wins, two of them coming in relief. When he entered the game in the middle of the second period when Freddie Anderson left with injuries, he's had one game where he started. That was against Montreal, a shutout a couple of weeks ago, where he did not play the second of back-to-back games.
Draw one by the Jets, played around the boards to the line and out at center ice by Scheifele. He tries to get it in over the blue line, but it is knocked back into neutral ice. Leafs with Marlowe there. Knocked down on the play was Marner. The puck along the wall, and it is played in over the line, and Byfuglien will regroup it over on the far side. Brought out at center ice now by Winnipeg and fed down into the Toronto zone. Bouncing puck goes back of the net, and the Leafs will change, as will Nylander. He steals, centering pass. Matthews shot it into a crowd, and it was knocked down before it reached the net. Flip back down into the Toronto end. Zaitsev in against the boards with Andrew Kopp. That puck comes free to Nylander. Nylander steps by one, gets it back to the net.
Leafs with the first great scoring chance of his hockey game. William Nylander steals the puck on the right wing boards, throws it to Austin Matthews in front. I think it goes off either the arm or the glove of Zach Hyman, who is standing in front of Connor Hellebuck.
Got past McElhinney into the far corner, pushed around back of the goal for the Leafs. Up on the wing it goes. Van Riemsdyk launches it out at center ice. Ehlers got it ahead at center, and here's Patrick Laine in on the right side. Laine dropping it back. A pass in front of the net is broken up. Bozak tried to saucer it ahead. Laine got in the way. And Sherratt now back in his own zone. Toronto native plays it ahead, and that is shot down into early here in Toronto. Pass up at center. Leo Komarov back in the lineup for Toronto. His pass was intercepted by Little, and the Jets now back in their own zone with Trouba getting it ahead. The Jets out in front of the blue paint. Got it up on the right side for Brian Little. Broken up by Toronto. Kapanen wheeling back in on the right side. Goes wide. Kapanen to the end boards. Ran out of real estate. Then tries to maintain possession here against Josh Morrissey. Back of the net for Kadri. Kadri back of the goal for Kapanen. Kapanen curling out near half boards. Sends it towards the net. Kadri redirected that, but back at center ice. Leafs to the line again. Kadri launches it into the right wing corner. Here's Morrow playing it back of the net. Around on the boards it comes. Hainsey's going to trap it. Sends a shot towards the net. It went off of Patrick Marlowe, and to the center ice area now as Marner was unable to keep it, and it's played away from him there by Hellebuck. And there are a lot of Jets fans in attendance here tonight as an offside is whistled down. You might have heard it if you were listening. Well, no, I guess we were at a commercial break, but True North is always something that is emphasized in the Canadian National Anthem. The owners of the Winnipeg Jets, True North.
And it is good to see Winnipeg years ago against the Anaheim Ducks, but were swept four straight in the first round.
Played off on the far side. Roman Polak back in the lineup tonight as well. Plays to center. Knocked down by Brandon Tanev. Tanev got it into the Toronto end, and it is Plekanec around the back of the net for Dermott. Returns the favor as he stepped into Tanev, and the puck is back into the center ice area. Plekanec couldn't come up with it. Brought in over the line by Trouba. Trouba makes a nice little move, and there's a penalty coming to Toronto. Against the Maple Leafs, and this is something that is rather interesting. The Winnipeg Jets have 50 more opportunities on the power play this year at this point than the Maple Leafs, and this will be 51.
I was going to say that.
Well, see, I can do the math when it gets that easy. But when you think about it, it's the second least amount. Like a lot, has great speed, and yet we watched the game in against the Islanders the other night, and it was five or six calls.
And you would think it would be calls like this, Kasperi Kapanen for hooking. Guys chasing.
Swept around the boards and out and down the ice by Toronto.
But the Leafs.
58 on the power play, 257 shorthanded. The Leafs are 208 on the power play, 214 shorthanded. And it's
still leaves equal five on
all
five.
All I'm saying is, if Pat Quinn was behind the bench, we'd be hearing about this.
I think if Pat was behind the bench, it'd be people.
Thumb throwing incidents, anyway. Go out of the left in the Toronto zone.
No.
I think they're getting a new rondelle. That one had a bit of a defect in it. So the linesmen, who are Matt McPherson and Steve Miller, are joined by Trevor Hansen and Steve Kazari, the referees. And you got to watch.
But 10 times this year, scored 2 power play goals in a game, twice. They found the back of the net 3 times with the extra man.
A draw to the left of McElhinney again. 4:31, the time of the penalty to Kapanen for hooking. And whoa, down goes Hainsey. And a penalty is coming. He
fingers. It's going to be 2, not 4. Blake Wheeler obviously is going to get it. I think tries to lift the stick of
Meyer-Pelling high stick.
All right, so it's just 2. So we get some 4-on-4 action in the first power play for Winnipeg. Last a grand total of 30 seconds.
And the Leafs will get a power play of 1.5 minutes.
And you know, this is fortunate for Ron Hainsey. I mean, this to me is very close to the eye area. Came up under the visor, but no damage.
Opening faceoff tonight was brought to you by North Toronto Auction. Vehicles for every need that fit every budget. You can bid on it. Faceoff in the Winnipeg zone to the right of Hellebuyck. Won by the Jackaway. Gardner back at the blue line. Far side now, it goes to Zaitsev. Pass in front of the net again, looking for the redirect from Marner that didn't happen. Along the near boards, Shifley. The former Barry Colt gets it out at center. Back to Shifley and a shot. And the glove hand of Curtis McElhinney seems to be
from the 70s. I mean, we're just talking about good positioning and what, maybe moving 6 inches to snag it. As the faceoff will go down to the left. By the way, Connor Hellebuyck, it's been a nice story in Winnipeg, but he played 56 games last year. So it's not like he was an accountant ready to get called in at the last moment.
Shot, it comes out in front of the net. The Leafs have it again, and it's taken to safety by Travis Dermott to get it up on the wing. Pass over on the near side will force Matthews back in his own end. And, of course, the sidebar story here is number 1 versus number 2, Matthews and Laine. Cross the line for Nylander. Played it to himself off the far boards and now swings it around the wall to the near half boards. In comes Matthews, went deflecting back of the goal. Matthews with it once more. Matthews to Riley. Riley to Nylander. Nylander, a backhand pass to Gardner. Now on the far side for Bozak. Penalty is over. Here's a chance for Bozak. And he shot it off the side of the goal. The rebound into the far corner. Myers tipping it ahead. The power play, which was brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Open up a spring to your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%. Subaru, confidence in motion. Bozak trying to center. Comes back as the penalty is over. Here's a centering effort for Van Riemsdyk. And he pushed it over to Bozak, who never was there. There is no score. Leafs with it back in their own zone, but stolen back now with a chance. Lowry a shot. And that deflected high and has gone up into the screen and out of play. A break in the action here as the Leafs and the Jets are scoreless. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. A brand new Maple Leaf fan has arrived. A little early, I understand, but Beckett Kessler Bathy has arrived. And Mom Shauna and Warren, Dad, are doing well. The little tyke arrived a couple of months early. But Bathy is along for the ride and pretty much assured of being a Leaf fan. No score here. Jets and the Leafs. Bank pass ahead at center. Kadri couldn't get it away from his man. And it is Connor turning in his own zone and playing it back. What a story Kyle Connor has been. Out it goes from Wheeler in front. And it's intercepted by Toronto and knifed out at center ice. Marlowe trying to get by the defense of Myers, and he was dragged on too, and here's another perfect example of why there should have been a penalty there. Hellebuyck is frozen for the faceoff coming in the Winnipeg end.
Well, William Nylander hits the goalpost from a sharp angle, but had Hellebuyck leading towards the middle of the ice, so Knights have had a shot blocked before that, even though the official shots favor the Winnipeg Jets at 5-3. Do not say the Leafs have had the better scoring opportunities in the first 8 minutes and 46 seconds of this game.
Absolutely. Draw rolls wide of the Winnipeg goal, fed around the boards by Josh Morrissey. Leafs keep it in, though. Back at the blue line, swept towards the net by Van Riemsdyk. It went wide. Bozak trying to center. Bozak in against the back of the net. Still with it. Pushed off the puck there by Morrissey. Gets it back again. And Connor Brown will play to the line. Leafs, who won their 29th road game of the year. 29. 5-0-1. All 29 victories in regulation time.
Wow.
They beat the Manitoba Moose today by a score of 5-4. What a tremendous setter. Shot back in on the left wing for Ehlers. Ehlers drops it back, going to the net, and it rolled off the stick of the Jet player coming in front. Bufflin back at the blue line. Got away from Hyman. Bufflin with a pass in front, and Fanning on it was lining. Played out into the center ice area and down into the Leaf end. Half the first period in the book, still no score. Off the boards played by Plekanec. Rink wide for Polak. Had it stripped away from him. Brought in by Tanev on the left wing, trying to get around Dermott and failing. Puck up along the boards. Plekanec unable to come up with it as it goes back to the net into the near corner. Roman Polak off the wall and slamming it out at center, and Leo Komarov is able to push it ahead. Unable to get in over the line, though, was Kapanen, and it will be turned over, and here the Jets getting it up on the wing and dumping it down into the Toronto zone. Back by Hellebuck. Jets get it out at center. Shots are 5-4 in favor of Winnipeg, but the Leafs have had the better scoring chances, and an icing charge here against the Jets.
Well, from a Leafs standpoint, everybody healthy. And he said, well, obviously we didn't have Plekanec, we didn't have Roman Polak. So it seemed that going forward, the
that
Leafs will
be,
have those guys in the lineup.
Yep. Here's Riley walking the line, gets the shot through, but it was deflected wide of the net. I would think, other than Curtis going wide, Marner turns the brakes on, still has it. Back to the point. Zaitsev will send it around back of the net. Gardner's going to pinch to try and keep it in. Marlow fills in for him with a shot. Oh, and a deflection there and a great play by Marlow to Kadri, but a glove save made nonetheless by Hellebuck. Back of the net is Katz, pushed by the Jets out at center ice by Bufflin. Zaitsev to Gardner. Trying to relay it ahead for Bozak, but it's turned back the other way by Patrick Laine. Laine in on the wing, and a shot is swallowed up by McElhenney and held for a faceoff with 7:40:50 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph back here. The Air Canada Center, the Boston Bruins winning handily today against the Florida Panthers, who are all but toast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had the opportunity to back into the game here, and then they went into Ottawa the next night and lost on a penalty shot in overtime to the Ottawa Senators.
Draw one by Toronto. Pass ahead goes off the skate of Matthews. And now played back into the center ice area. The Leafs will regroup it as it's pushed ahead. Hyman in on the left wing. Drops for Matthews. Matthews stumbled, but now trying to regain the puck does. Nylander in the slot should shoot it. And when he did, it hit a defenseman in front of the net. Brought Matthews to the line. Unable to get it into the zone. Played ahead off a leg to the far side. And Josh Morrissey is there for Winnipeg. Getting it ahead on the right side for Laine. And he's wristed it just wide on the far post. Leafs play to the line, but don't get it out. Dermott quickly back and a pass ahead to flex off into the zone. Almost grabbed off there by Van Riemsdyk, but played to center ice by Myers. Van Riemsdyk back the other way. Brown has sent it down into the Winnipeg end. 6.5 minutes to go in a scoreless first period. Played out at center ice, Roman Otto in. Played off the boards for Dermott. Dermott to Van Riemsdyk. Van Riemsdyk looking for teammates to be changing. Just got it into Winnipeg territory. Bufflin. A pass in over the line. Rattled back outside. Leo gets a hit in on Bufflin. A puck comes free to Adam Lowry. And Lowry's in across the line, only to have it go into the corner. Lowry trying to play it back. Bufflin won't get to it. It's going to sail all the way back into Winnipeg territory. 5:26 to go in the first period. A fairly even first frame, although I do believe I would count the Leafs scoring chance. Here's Gardner coming to center. A long shoot in is wide of the net. Hustling after it is Marlowe to play it around back of the net. Doesn't get to Marner. And the Jets now with Wheeler getting it out at center. Played in for Scheifele that didn't work. Rebound over on the far side. And it is Zaitsev turning back in his own zone. He gets the return pass from Gardner. The Leafs have looked very crisp in their passing, except here.
Second, the Winnipeg Jets with 85.
How are things going so far?
Why wouldn't we be scoreless with 4:47 to go in the opening period?
A draw to the right of McElhinney. One by Winnipeg. A shot purposely wide of the net, deflects back of the goal. Here the Jets getting to the front of the net, but not cleared by the Leafs. Trouba keeping it in. Trouba leaving it there, and now Ehlers turns. Tries to play it in front of the net. The Leafs are going to bat it out into neutral ice. Ehlers over the line offside is line A. And there'll be a face-off in the center ice area as a result with 4:18 to play in a scoreless first period. Leafs and Jets here from the ACC. You're listening to Molson. 4:18 to go first period. No score here at the Air Canada Center between the Winnipeg Jets and the Maple Leafs. Jets with 8 shots, the Leafs with 5. The Matthews line out there against Brian Little's troika. And Joel Armia couldn't make a play as it shot down into the Winnipeg end. Down the wall it comes. Morrow played it back of the net. Bufflin bowls over Hyman without a call. And here the Jets getting it out through center and down by Riley that went astray. Bufflin plays it to the Leaf blue line. Quickly for Hyman down into the corner. Zach Hyman double teamed in there. The puck is poked free and Morrissey trying to get it free. Morrow now plays it back and around back of the net to Bufflin. Bufflin up ahead for Scheifele and Scheifele plays to the Toronto. Down back of the goal it goes and now a hit on Kadri to take him down. Leafs coming to center. Marner was tripped and interfered with without a call. Now back of the net it goes. Marner with it again. Trying to get it. That is caught by the glove of Curtis McElhinney. And he'll hold for a face-off in the Toronto end.
Well, a lot of talk about Matthews versus Laine. Obviously, when these two teams match up, you're going to get that. Patrick Laine has improved on his numbers from last year. 40-goal scorer this year in the National Hockey League. 43, to be exact, coming in, which does improve on the 36 that he had last year. But Austin Matthews, over 82 games, would be on pace for 44. And he's been healthy most of this season. So both of them have put up numbers that have been better.
And they're going to be compared throughout their career, I would think. Leafs clear to the line, but not out. And a shot from the blue line went off a leg. Rebound in front of the net is cleared off a leg. Tanev gets in there with Bozak. Tanev using his body, gets into the corner. Bozak counters. Tanev still with it. Back of the net, it goes now for Trouba. Or Kopp, rather. Andrew Kopp getting it along the boards. Lowry tries to move out. Back to the point it goes. Chiarot trying to play it along the wall. The Leafs double-teaming their man there, but still don't get the puck out. It'll roll to the line. Maple Leafs look to be a lot sharper group than they were last night.
Yeah, it's almost like when you look at even the first period against the Florida Panthers here, arguably their best, maybe in 2 or 3 months, their best 20 minutes of play when they built the 3-0 lead late in the opening period. You could almost accuse them of goals. Travis Dermott looks
like
he's
shaken
up.
Yep, and has gone to the bench. Played along the wall, sent to the front of the net by Nylander, broken up there by the Jets. Played out at center ice, intercepted by Morgan Riley, on for Hyman. Hyman trying to drive the net, and now centers! It comes back to the blue line, Roman Polak a drive into the chest of Hellebuck, and held for a face.
No, I do believe has Travis Dermott gone to the dressing room?
I think
the Leafs,
he has.
Yeah,
yep.
The Leafs are down a man. So as soon as you start to mention getting healthy, and he seemed upset when he got to the bench that something might have been seriously wrong. Trying to see, I think maybe he took a shot off the ankle.
He did,
or something,
yeah.
Like that.
To the blue line to Jake Gardner, a shot! Deflected by Bozak just wide. And it's cleared up at center ice, and now Brian Little is away. Little sending it down into the far corner. Less than a minute to go in the period. Right for Toronto, Van Riemsdyk to the front of the net! And he got a piece there, a backhand try! In front of the goal, another shot! Hellebuck down to make the save there. Van Riemsdyk runs into his man. The puck is played out at center with a half minute to go in the period.
Well, again, the Leafs' best scoring opportunities did not result in a shot on goal.
Morgan Rielly twisting in his own zone. To Ron Hainsey, back of the net. Trouba tangling there with Kadri. The puck comes to the line with 6 seconds left. And brought out at center ice now by Connor. A pass in front of the net! Bounces wide of the goal as the horn goes.
Boy, the Leafs gamble on the pinch.
And at the end of one, no score between the Western Conference Winnipeg Jets and the Eastern Conference Toronto Maple Leafs. We'll step aside. Jim Taddy, Greg Gilbert along with our first period intermission. You're listening to most of Canadian Leafs hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.